New game. Continue. Options. This is like a heavy metal RPG.
Holding L2 on controller 2, up, up, down, down, and then L1, R1, and R1, L1 all at the same time, up left. I'm going to the debug menu.
Debug.
Level editor.
Level editor accessed.
I'm looking at all the numbers here. I don't want any spoilers for them or anything as I blip through the menu or whatever of kind of assets and stuff.
Yeah, but come up with a joke for doing a debug that doesn't actually wreck the labyrinth.
I'm just going to insert...
Because Will worked really hard on it.
I'm going to insert...
Come on, man!
A big titty Will into one of the episodes.
Okie dokies.
Just going to throw that asset in there. And I just want to... I'm going to kind of close my eyes while I choose which one. So one of the episodes is going to have a big titty Will.
Did you get influenced by conversation in the Discord where they were talking about big natural mods?
They were talking... Were they talking about big titty Will? No, I wasn't. I didn't see that.
I guess people are just the same.
Naturals.
Yeah, I guess just the people are all the same everywhere, I guess. I'm a debug menu. Do you want to talk about what that's like?
Yeah, what is that like? How do you know the options menu, kid?
I do, but I wish I didn't, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's a work relationship, but he's constantly pushing to make it a personal relationship.
Yeah, the age difference must be weird, because he's young, and you, not to, you sound a little bit older to me.
Yeah, I'm 22.
Relate to that. Yeah, I relate to that as somebody who's also in his mid-20s.
Yeah, you have the vibe of someone who hasn't matured.
Yeah, I've been told I have got like a youthful...
Hold on, let me turn the camera on so I can see. Oh god.
Yeah.
Are you the...
No.
Are you friends with the skeleton?
No.
Because you look like you're friends with a skeleton.
No, I was bitten. It's a curse.
Oh.
I was bitten by a witch.
Okay.
I'm only 23, but I have the dick of an 8-year-old.
Oh.
So it was a really complicated witch.
I'm out. Bye.
Okay.
Dick of an 8-year-old was my tap out phrase.
All right, say hi to that kid for me. All right, back to the main menu here, and I'll continue.
New game, continue.
No.
Options.
Continue. Not new game. Continue.
New game.
I would hate to. Will worked really hard on this. I hate
new
to,
game.
New game. No, I'm gonna say continue.
New game. Start from beginning again. See how it go. Labyrinth never end.
I can. What happened to your joining words?
What? No, I'm a different guy than the debug menu guy.
Who are you?
I'm his brother.
Oh, okay. Do you know that kid?
The one with the dick of a 30-year-old?
No, yeah. The menu kid with the gigantic old dick.
I'm out.
Let's see if I can scare away the entire labyrinth. And then I just get to party in the zone. I'm going to party on the... Hey, I got an idea. Can I... hit reset and then check out what else is on the memory card?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right. I thought you were out. Is this the third guy?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the system operator.
Yeah, I'm the sysop, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, can you make that really, really gentle and really, really soothing, nostalgic console starting noise for me? Oh, God, that brings me back. Oh,
yeah, you're on the memory card now.
Yeah, okay. Is this the fourth guy you met?
No, this is the guy from before. I was just developing. You made me come up with another voice, so I was developing it as I was talking.
Smart.
And now I've decided I sound like this.
Cool. What I see you you enjoy Konami games.
I do enjoy Suikoden, but only the first one.
Interesting.
Yep. I don't like things to get too complicated. And I love, you know who my favorite character is? It's Gremio.
Yeah, Gremio.
The depth and nuance of Gremio.
Gremio. Gremio is actually really deep if you think about it.
Gremio. Gremio fakes their death, I guess. If you revive them, you get all the stars, man. I know what you'd say. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I see there's a Symphony of the Night save here.
Put that one in the CD player and you get a music track.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit. Hey, let me switch over to the CD function real quick.
Okay. Now, you know that you're not supposed to put this CD into the playing station. I'm Alucard from the video game Alucard's Adventure. I will play you one song, which seems like I'm kind of undercutting my whole bullshit. But if you play track two, you'll really fuck up your CD player, bud.
It does.
My daddy's Dracula.
Aw.
That was the song. That was your song.
Okay, reset. I'll just go to the main menu here.
New game!
Continue!
Options!
Continue.
You can't access the menu until all the things appear.
Oh, dang.
Credits!
Okay, options. Oh, no, let's go. Okay, never mind. Back credits.
The Labyrinth.
It's my favorite option on any video game.
Voice actor.
It's always what I look at first.
Voice actor, Casey Kasem. Labyrinth design, Casey Kasem. Other additional work, Hideo Kojima?
No!
Sorry, and that gets scratched out, and now it just says, the creator.
No!
Special appearance from... And then it's so it's like a thing they do in like 100 line where they actually censor some of the credits so you can't see some of the spoiler stuff because they play the credits pretty early on in that game. You would hate that game, dude.
It sounds like I would hate it. That's an annoying move.
The strategy game you might be able to have a little bit of fun with, but it's pretty simple, and you would fucking hate every other thing about it.
There's a couple of games where, like, I feel like they hide something I'd really like behind... It's like kind of a... What is that? That white heat or... Not white heat. Neon white?
Yeah.
Neon white, where I'm like, boy, they hit something I'm kind of interested in behind something that I hate with every fiber of my being.
It's got a lot of... That game has a lot of Gary Chaff in the way of the fun little nugget.
Am I wrong in starting to feel it's a little personal? Given that it's so... The thing that I would hate the most, it does feel like it was made to hurt me for not liking their previous game.
Yeah, I think a lot of developers have started using you as their target, the person they want maddest from their games.
Like the opposite of a target market.
Hey, Gary, where am I?
Oh,
Gary, I'm scared. That's a great question. It's me. It's one of your best friends in the world, Will. I'm really scared and I don't know where I am.
I think that I fucked around too much with the format and we're both sitting on the floor on shag carpeting in front of a PlayStation 1 in my old apartment in DeKalb, Illinois, over off of Lincoln Highway.
Okay, that's not what I'm... If that's what you're seeing, I'm happy for you. What I'm seeing is a void where there is just... If I look off in the distance, it's kind of like... You know how in Dark Souls, when you get down to Ash Lake, you can see the other trees?
Yeah.
I'm seeing like scrolls of what look like credits for video games and movies and shit way off in the distance.
Yeah.
But where I'm at, they've run out of credits and it's just a dark void.
Yeah. It's what happens afterwards. And you can hear me. What direction is my voice coming from?
Inside me.
Oh, that's weird. I was going to ask you to walk towards it, but I know you're not going to do that.
I can't. Gary, do you really want me to walk further into me?
Huh? I was actually insulting the other way. I was saying that's an impossible thing for you to do. But
sure.
Either or.
Yeah.
The both work as long as it's a little mean. I don't know what to do, I guess. I guess pick a direction and keep walking.
Oh, there's a song playing right now that sounds like maybe it wasn't good enough to be in the actual labyrinth, but they still wanted to get this artist on the soundtrack record.
Okay. Head towards that.
Is this T-Pain? Is T-Pain canceled? Hey. Can I say it's T-Pain?
You know,
Gary,
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Gary,
about
is
that.
T-Pain canceled? Please.
Yeah,
Gary, please.
I don't know. Do you want me to Google it while
real world? Just tell me. Just call the shot, dude. I need to know if T-Pain is canceled so I know if it's okay for me to say that he did the credits song for The Labyrinth.
I haven't heard anything about him being canceled. That's a real dodge.
Gary!
That's not true. Oh, hello! Hey, Casey Kasem skeleton.
That's right. I'm not Casey Kasem. I'm the skeleton of Casey Kasem. I need to have a talk with the guys who wrote our credits.
That's why I said it right. I'm sorry the credits got wrong, though.
Yeah, no, they fucked up.
You know what? Do you think they used AI? Do you think they vibe-coded it?
Gary, there are... You're really asking me again to take a walk inside the person I am? Do I want to say as a funny joke that the labyrinth was vibe coded when it was actually quite a bit of work to make and construct and plan? Yeah, it was vibe coded.
I just mean the credits.
Sure. Oh, just the credits.
Like, yeah, the credits. They just kind of like set a Claude against it. Like Claude went and just looked it up, and Claude was like, "Oh, skeletons, you know, aren't real because Claude's an asshole."
That would,
and then just kind of chose Casey Kasem.
That would actually be a very funny disclaimer to have to put on your Steam game, which is this game contains no AI generation except in the credits.
Except for the credits, we couldn't handle the list.
Yeah,
I haven't learned to mail merge. I haven't imported in Excel.
I think that would actually be worth burning a tree or two to put into your game as a joke.
It's pretty good. And it also doesn't have to be true. You just have to say it to get yelled at. But then I'd be like, nah. How you been since last time I saw you?
Time doesn't pass when you're not here. It's just time passes, but I'm paralyzed.
That was honestly, well, one, I want to know how it was being paralyzed. But two, that was a naked attempt for you to ask me how I've been doing, because time does pass when I'm out.
Oh. Why would I, genuinely, why would I ask that?
Because I feel like we formed a little bit of a rapport.
We have not.
No, shit.
Do you know how many labyrinths I'm running for dudes?
No.
Like, lots.
Well, first of all, that makes me feel really weird. This is like when I found out Levi had another game group.
What?
I don't like that.
That's awesome. That's great.
I don't like that. That feels fucking weird. This is like, you're like my band guy's got a side project.
I'm running like 8 different labyrinths right now, man. This is a job.
Seriously?
Yes.
How do you make money? I don't pay you. How are you making money on this?
Ads.
Ads?
Yeah. Oh, in the labyrinth.
My ad blocker has actually been really good.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm sorry. I didn't turn that off. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Whatever. It's everybody has it on. The whole ad revenue system is so completely fucked.
Well, you know, I think that we have formed a bond, and to prove it, I'm going to turn off my ad blocker for this session.
I wouldn't.
So ads can pop in.
Okay, they're intrusive, and they autoplay. Yeah,
it's okay, I want that, and I think that I want you to earn my clicks.
Click the monkey!
Oh,
click
sure.
The monkey!
I'll do it for Casey Kasem Skeleton.
Click the monkey!
I did click the monkey.
You missed, dumb shit! No ad for you! Gary, that was really embarrassing.
How did it win?
They move.
What does it want from me?
They move the monkey real slow because they want you to click it. You really, really fucked up.
I didn't think you could not click it. I assumed the whole monkey was a hitbox.
I also assumed
the whole screen.
Everyone assumed that because everyone's always successfully clicked the monkey. You're the first person in history to fuck up clicking the monkey. Hey, Gary, you want to spin the wheel for me, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, I suppose I should. Okay.
Remember before we were recording, you were like, yeah, I want to do these in like 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, we're doing them in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's I feel like this is the natural conclusion of turning it into an OS. All right. I've clicked it, though. So I want to shout out the tiny little fun lizard I have a picture of now.
Yeah. I gave you a.
Thank you, Casey Kasem Skeleton.
I didn't do that. The wheel changes every time I look at it.
Oh. I have number 13. Lucky number 13.
Okay. Am I good to do this one? Yeah, I think so. Did you remember to click remove?
Yeah.
Good. I don't
know. Yeah, and I fucking hit that monkey.
Not according to him.
I know, but I'm just saying.
McDonald's, eat fresh. It's me, Brian Cox, and for some reason I'm the voice of McDonald's. Have it your way isn't our slogan, and I don't sound like this. We had Labubu toys, I think.
You've said such a shocking number of wrong things.
What, Gary? I can't hear the ads. I have the ad blocker on.
You have an ad block on?
Of course.
That is ironic. That's interesting.
I have to go into the labyrinth every day. If I was seeing the ads, it would add so much load to my time.
No, I know. I understand. Well, it's adding a lot of load to my time, but that's the nature of ads. McDonald's right now has K-pop Demon Hunter meals.
Oh, wow. How timely.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's actually never going to go away.
The hottest product of 2025.
It's going to go around forever. It's still really hot.
Gary.
Yes, hello.
You step into a cave. You've gone from labyrinth to cave. This is a cave part of the labyrinth. I just want to be clear. Okay. You're still in the labyrinth, but this is a cavey bit. Like most of the labyrinth was like carved, and this part is like a, it's clearly been built into a natural rock formation.
Nice.
The cave is covered in soft lichen. It is emitting a light, a soft blue glow.
Soft lichen.
If you're going to chime in with every bit of description, we're never going to finish this fucker, man.
The ad website has become interrupted itself. I just am.
How droll, bud. Ooh, I've advertised to the advertisers.
I'm a mind freak. I have mind freaked them. I'm just enjoying the lichen. Interesting, the lichen.
Real question from a skeleton. Have you been watching any Chris Angel for pointers?
No, but I've seen a lot of a distressing Chris Angel likes. Do you know what's sadder than Chris Angel? Somebody who's biting Chris Angel's stees.
Guys 5 years older than Chris Angel trying to be Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Chris Angel with a paunch.
Yes. Biblically accurate Chris Angels. No good.
Yeah, Gary, sitting at a table in the middle of this cavern is a sage.
Oh, okay. The spice or the job?
Both.
Ooh.
Greetings, adventurer. Welcome. I'm the sage.
Hi, sage.
You're a very polite young man, and I enjoy your company. I feel like we have a personal bond already.
I think so, too. Kind of feeling friendly towards denizens.
Would you like
generally?
I'm happy to offer you a boon from the sage's hoard.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'll take it.
I have three objects here that you can choose. Honestly, each of them has a joke attached, so ideally you get them all. But
I can choose all three.
So Gary, it's you know how you talk. I listen to Watch Out for Fireballs. I'm a big fan. You know how you talk about sometimes about the confidence of writing something that then won't then be encountered, like, and how that shows a supreme confidence. What if you didn't have that and you wanted all of your jokes to make it onto the show?
You take the Monkey Island, route. Yeah.
Sure. So I guess what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you you can't have the first two, so you can have the third one.
Okay.
I think that's perfect. I think behind the scenes, I think that's what I'm going to do here. So there's a helmet here. There's a potion, a bright blue potion in a bottle, and then there's a what looks like kind of like a heavy hammer, non-actionable Mjolnir, I'd say.
Okay, tell me about I'm a potion in a bottle, baby. Tell me about it the right way.
Yeah, you want the potion of teleport.
Yeah, tell me about it, or like give me the description.
Hey, you know what? Actually, it's more funny. Go ahead and just drink it. Just drink it. This one's free. Oh. This one's free.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me take a sip here. Oh, that is viscous. Okay.
Is viscous means it flows really well?
No.
I think it is.
It's pretty thick.
Isn't viscous?
Now, viscous is like a lubey kind of feeling.
Thick, sticky consistency between a solid and a liquid. Yeah, you're right on, Gary.
Yeah.
You're doing great, man.
That was not bad flavor-wise, but texture-wise is pretty gross.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Oh, hey, the Big Easy.
No, you're not. Uh-huh. You're not there.
No, I was just saying that's what I say when I hear New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. You must be fun to watch Tremé with.
I'm fun to watch everything with, especially Tremé.
So you drank the potion of Tell a Port, and I told you a port.
Aw, thank you. The Big Easy!
Boy, you make me really want to do a full John Goodman. In Tremé.
Okay.
Because he...
Bleak.
Yeah,
no, I know. You know, if this was on YouTube, you'd have to, like, bleep that out.
Yeah, he unalives himself.
Yeah, there we go. I don't even know if he can say that now.
Oh, really?
Like, people leave it out because I think it demonetizes their videos.
Yeah,
like, they
probably
literally bleep it.
People don't want to acknowledge that sometimes despair is a real force in human life.
Right? Isn't that silly? It's all just part of life's rich pageant. Like,
Oh, do you want to listen after you're done with the labyrinth? Do you want to listen to some REM together?
I kind of do. You know, begin the begin. Let me pick up that fresh. Oh.
Oh God, I hate that guy.
Yeah,
that was the skeleton of John Lovitz.
Okay, I thought
still,
that was gonna be the
still speaking from
of Jared
inside.
Fogle,
Turns out he was big boned.
Yeah. What's this helmet about?
Oh, that's a very exciting helmet. Would you like to try it on?
Sure. Is it like it will fit? I have a big head.
Maybe I'll take an Instagram photo today. I was in X-Men First Class. John Hamm is nice. That's right, Gary.
Oh.
You've put on the helm of January knowledge.
Yeah, it's the January Jones.
It lets you know
helmet.
What January Jones is thinking at any given moment.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you used some references that I knew. What is she? Okay, let me see what she's thinking right now.
The exit to the maze is up.
Oh. Okay, I'll take off the helmet.
What was she thinking?
She was thinking about how John Hamm is nice.
He seems right in podcasts. He always seems funnier than you'd expect.
He seems great.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I get along with him.
Did you watch Fargo season 5?
No.
He's so fucking good in Fargo. He's scary as hell. He's playing a sheriff who believes that a sheriff is the highest legal authority in the country.
That'd be awesome. Like, I should watch that. I think it was weird that January Jones was thinking I was in X-Men First Class because...
was she not?
That's a weird thing to... No, she was, okay. But it's a weird thing for her to be actively thinking about now. I feel like that's probably kind of a blip.
The internet has gotten so much hornier for Emma Frost since Marvel Rivals came out.
You know what? Yeah. That is fucking true.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably injecting, like, thigh wideners to get that Emma Frost thing. She's so horrible in First Class. It's the worst...
She's very good in Mad Men, and I haven't seen her be good in much else.
Yeah, I believe she's great in Mad Men. She's so horrible in First Class. Okay, let me pick up this non-actionable Mjolnir.
Oh, Gary, you might feel some incredible power because you've just picked up the Hammer of Labyrinth Breaking.
Ooh!
Would you like to activate its power?
Should I save this for a boss?
Oh, yeah, save it for a boss.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to attach it to my equipment belt.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to list to the right, I think, buddy. It's a pretty
I know.
Heavy. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not strong.
As soon as you leave this room, I'm going to cease to exist, so we'll have
no!
to like, yeah, we'll have to like postpone the REM listening party, and that's a
no,
shame.
No, let's do it real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, put on Life Rich Pageant real quick.
Can we just listen to Stand?
Sure.
That's my only REM. That's the only REM song I like.
It's your last day on Earth. You can listen to whatever you want, Last Day Dog.
Or I kind of like that Cinnamon song. Can we listen to the Cinnamon song?
Sure. You don't like Man on the Moon?
I just heard it a lot when the movie came out.
Yeah.
And that movie sucks.
I remember liking it, but I have no idea if that's a false memory that's implanted into me by a psychologist or something. I had no idea.
Oh, I had a couple of those.
Yeah?
For a while, I thought my stepdad was Polish.
Yeah. They like to incept that. And if you say he wasn't, they just keep kind of leading you on until
he is. Yeah, like his name was Dan Stevens, and they kept insisting his name was Wolter Polschaks.
Hey,
I'd like to apologize if I just really fucked up making up a Polish name out of nowhere. That was me. I was kind of on the spot. And I was like,
yeah.
You know how it is. Like when you have like, I could probably come up with a fake Polish name, right? But instead I just jammed together some European sounds and tried to skate by.
If I was in that position, I would have accidentally doxed one of my friends who is Polish.
Oh,
I would have just said their name. Because it was the only sure bet I have.
That's a nice way to kind of thread in that you have Polish friends.
I do have a couple. I got a couple of the big peas.
This cinnamon does taste good. That's something, something right. Hollywood. Imitation of
that
life.
That is something. Yeah, that video is real fun. All right, well, I am going to leave. Okay. I hope you've had a good last day on Earth and first day on Earth.
It was fine. I had an awkward interaction with someone I hoped would become a friend.
Yeah, I feel bad for that person. All right, I'm taking off.
Gary!
Oh, hey, Casey Kasem Skeleton.
You ever start a voice and then realize it might affect the energy of the next 15 minutes of the show?
You know, I have. 15 minutes is a little bit of an overstatement there. Yeah, we got through that in like a spitely 10, 12.
I'm not
12.
A spitely 10 for sure.
Sprightly is what I meant, but spitely works as well.
Try hitting the monkey again, dipshit. Bet you can't. Bet you can't.
All right, I'm clicking. Did I get it?
Gary, you clicked your fucking browser bar.
Oh, God damn it.
Now, Jesus, dude. Well,
now I'm going to browse Blue Sky, I guess.
Oh, no, Gary, you've already been doing it as a friend?
Yeah.
I know I said I wasn't your friend, but as a friend, you've been doing that too much lately.
I know I have. It doesn't make me happy. It's the devil. Okay, I'm going to spin this thing.
The periodic, genuinely about once a day, thinking, should see what Gary's been saying on Blue Sky. Get them all at once. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No,
uh-oh, that's a lot.
I have not been posting crud. My last like six are like jokes.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes.
Good jokes.
Good, yes. No, Gary, I love your jokes. I love seeing a Gary joke on Blue Sky.
It's mostly jokes. I'm literally scrolling down my thing. I have not been existentially raging for quite a while.
Okay.
It's true.
I'm not, that's not dismissive. It's just, let me look. How many days has it been since Gary gave a threaded thought on how people are talking about how other people talk?
Do it. I fucking dare you.
Yeah, no, I'm dare accepted. Okay. All right. We got some good Roger Rabbit jokes. I haven't checked this in a day or two. I usually check when I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got some good Garth Marenghi stuff. I got a selfie you're posting of yourself as a Lord of the Rings character.
Right.
Mustache is looking good.
Thank you. It's actually, I'm kind of growing out the beard around it. I'm in a facial hair existential crisis.
What is Wolf Parade?
That's a band I like a lot.
Okay. Gary, you've been doing great. It's down
to,
yeah. This is a lot of jokes, and I like them. A little self-promotion, which is fine.
The record came out.
The Resident Evil stuff is on the bubble.
Borderline, but to be fair, I wasn't exposed to that from Blue Sky. I was exposed to that from our Patreon.
That's fair.
And you've got to check for work.
Yeah, so 5 days since the last...
Five days.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Gary, I check it usually when I'm at work. Or the other guy does. You've been doing really good this week, and I'm actually genuinely feeling positive about it.
Thank you. So I can look at Blue Sky if I accidentally click the browser. I'm trying to click that fucking frog I'm trying to kill.
It's a monkey, man. That's probably part of the problem.
That's probably actually. Yeah. I was actually clicking on the frog. I got number 12.
Oh, yeah. Gabby, do the monster you were actually planning on doing this week. Yeah. Okay. You go into a room. There's some ears. It wants to hear a short snippet of a show that neither host seems very interested in doing anymore, to the point that they are creating increasingly elaborate distractions from doing it.
It feels crazy to go back.
It feels really weird to go back at this point. It turns out that you can have a podcast about anything as long as you've already established that you're dilettantes who can't keep to a topic.
I would say it's more that, anyway, the, I think we're on.
That was going to get real. That was going to be a real assessment.
It was going to get real for a second. I think we're on Psytumor.
Yeah, man. Psytumor?
Yeah, this guy fucking sucks.
I hate this guy. I'm your co-host for this one, man. Sit in.
Fucking blows. So the regular tumors suck. They shoot when they kind of look like big floating buttholes, and they shoot when you shoot. And they're really obnoxious.
Yeah, but those guys shoot bullets, like regular ass bullets.
This one shoots homing bullets. The next one is even worse, but I think we've done Camilo Jr.
We have, yeah. So we've talked, or but you and the other guy have talked. I laughed so hard when you were not wanting to assess that I think I spilled coffee on myself and spat maybe a little on myself.
No.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit of a mess. It was in my beard. You know how having a big beard, which I don't have because I'm a skeleton?
Skeletons can have beards.
Skeleton with a beard is a... Hold on, Gary. Let me just type in skeleton with a beard.
Dark Souls 1. The blacksmith. The giant blacksmith down in the...
Yeah, no. Yeah, boy, that's fun. More skeletons.
Yeah,
should.
It's real fun. Yeah, I love a skeleton with a beard.
Canonically, like, I have
that
a beard.
Finger bones? That's great. Is it finger bones or is it hair?
It's hair.
Ooh. That makes it creepy to me.
Good.
If I pull a whisker, does it hurt?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pulling gently. I'm not yanking. I'm just.
Ah! No, pull harder!
Okay. Pull harder, I'll come. All right.
Have you considered going to Bible college? We have air conditioning in all of our rooms. Have you?
That's impressive.
Yeah, even the bathrooms are air conditioned now after the lawsuit.
Somebody died in the bathroom?
They got real sick. They got a woman got heat stroke in one of our bathrooms, so now the bathrooms are air conditioned.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
I'm so this is unconventional, but I'll allow it.
What kind of God would allow someone to get heat stroke in a bathroom?
A loving one who wanted us to get air conditioning and couldn't think of a non-heat stroke way to communicate that to us.
So a non-imaginative God.
Yes. My God is a loving, unimaginative God. Do you want an imaginative God, young man?
Kinda.
Do you want a God who gets real creative with the smites?
Huh? Well, what about with the blessings? I want a God that gets really creative with the blessings.
The funny thing is, he doesn't do a lot of blessings that are detectable.
Aw.
It's a lot of sunrises.
You're not making this God sound like, you're not selling it. The air conditioning does sound nice.
I don't teach the classes. I'm the head of advertising for the Bible college.
Head of advertising, though, I thought you'd be able to sell me on the God.
I'm not selling you on the God. I'm selling you on the college, and I've mentioned the air conditioning like 4 times.
I know, but I was thinking, like, if I'm going to the college to learn about God, you'd
one free soda a day.
An in. Click. Social Security number. Mother's maiden name. Bam.
Gary, so the thing about homing shots in this fucking game, we've talked about it, you and the other guy have talked about it a lot, is Isaac is a game about not getting hit more than getting hit.
Yes.
Homing shots really suck shit in that regard.
There's like things that are hit scan and things that are homing shot through that in this game without wind up.
Well, and the hit scan stuff, most of the time at least, has some predictability to it.
Has a tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing too where it's like, it's a game about not getting hit where it is impossible to completely not get hit, or not impossible, very, very unlikely.
Very hard.
You know, to know it's not that type of game. There's a degree of attrition.
It's not Gungeon.
Yeah, it's not Gungeon. But when the attrition is kind of guaranteed, it is a bummer. Like, I want to, you know, try to dodge and fuck up because things are a little bit too heavy, not because something just kind of turned at the last second and grabbed me.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the tightest homing in the world, and it's not as bad as the fast homing shots that come out of the Ragman.
Yeah, yeah. Those I was thinking about nuts. That also there's different degrees of homing in this, and that can make things harder.
Depends on the speed. Yeah, they have a homing strength and then their shot speed, and really high shot speed, high homing strength really sucks.
Yeah.
But this guy blows.
It's a gray floating butthole.
I do like that it's a floating butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also like the idea of a psychic tumor is powerful.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that's kind of like a Stephen King thing where you've got a brain tumor that's making you psychic, maybe?
Yeah. Or, or it's doing, telekinesis and stuff. Things you secretly want but won't admit.
Oh, yeah, like a real dark half situation. What's your favorite Stephen King book, Gary?
It's going to be The Mist.
That's a novella.
Yeah, it's my favorite novella and my favorite book.
Novellas are books, but...
Yeah.
I don't know why I got shitty about that. I guess it was... I was surprised by
this is perfectly cromulent. I'm not a big Stephen King guy. Yeah, I don't actually like his writing style very much. I like his ideas, but I don't like his writing style very much.
Oh, constant reader.
Yeah.
You don't like the slightly folksy murders?
I don't like when we get to a folksy, like, guy who runs a general store. And I don't like how much time he spends describing, like, the immaculate details of a room. I understand it. I understand how that can really pull some people in.
Yeah, and it gives you some characterization about the person who put the room together. You can kind of get a sense of them.
Sometimes. But, like, sometimes it does just feel like we need to paint this literally detail for detail in a way that I get a little itchy. Like, it makes me want more. I want something to happen. Makes me feel itchy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Ideas a lot.
Well, this
isn't talking about the monster, and I was just trying to get... You really put me in my head about how I've been treating you as just another one of these fucking pay pigs going through my dungeon, so...
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a little bit more connected.
I appreciate that.
And, like, learn about you. And so far, the payoff has been zilcho, man.
Well, that's very mean. I don't like being a pay pig.
Sure.
I like being referred to as a pay pig.
No? Really?
No.
Really?
It's,
you seem like the kind of guy who'd be into it.
No, it doesn't work for me.
What's your style?
I'm more of a brat girl or kind of like a baby girl archetype.
Okay. Oh, so you'd like, okay, so sorry, I didn't mean pay pig. I meant daddy.
Yeah, no, I'm not the daddy. I'm the tiny princess.
Wait, you're the tiny princess?
Yes, daddy.
Skella daddy.
I love my Skella daddy.
Oh, I mean, Gary, you and the other guy have that in common. You've got Skella daddy. Oh, no, your daddy's dead. Your daddy's alive, sorry. Probably.
No one knows. There's even odds. I feel like there's a good chance I'd get like a check for $600 if he wasn't.
From government?
Yeah. No, from like a will.
I like the idea of it showing up. Both the from section and then, so the from section says from government and then memo dead dad.
Dead dad. And then it just like, here you go, buy 1/3 of a hot tub, a plug and play hot tub.
That is roughly what I got when my dad died. His dad. Yeah,
it seems about right to me. That's the price that's going for dads, you know, dad bounty.
And presumably they're thinking that you're going to, like, spend it on a grave or whatever, but graves is expensive and rent is also.
Yeah, and also, like, that doesn't seem like my problem. Dude went and started another family, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got a lot of barriers on deck.
Yeah, I would go, you know, there are other people to bear that pall. I feel like I would go on a little, like, spending spree. You know, maybe go for a nice dinner.
Yeah, go for a nice dinner. You ever bear pall?
I have never bared Paul.
It's weird. Actually. It's a weird experience.
I imagine so. I imagine it's heavier than you think. It's actually pretty heavy.
I've done it twice. The other guy's done it twice. The first time, there were like 12 of us because it was our high school friend who died.
And because it was a big corpse.
Yeah, Tubby died.
Because it was a 25-foot-tall man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where they get those... Gary, can I tell you how fucking offensive I find those 12-foot-tall skeletons? Pisses me the fuck off, man. But that's where they get them. They take my high school friend Tubby and cut him down to size.
It's interesting to have a 12-foot-tall guy and call him Tubby. Yeah, but it's ironic. It's like how you call like a short guy Stretch.
He said that in the suicide note. Sorry, unalive note.
I'm so sick of this ironic nickname.
Yeah, I tire of irony. Depart.
How the hell do you get 12 people to carry a coffin?
Everybody got a hand on the ball, basically.
Okay. It feels like just a logistical nightmare, like you get in each other's way.
Six guys on each side, kind of spread out, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I imagine that was a pretty easy lift.
Physically? Yes. Emotionally, one of my close friends had died.
Oh, okay, boo. What about the other time? Did they make you so?
Oh, it was my great grandma. She was light.
Okay. Yeah, that was easy.
Wonderful woman, but light.
Yeah, they say that about her. And also said that in the unaliving note.
Don't put it in the podcast that my great grandmother unalived herself. She was like 85 or something.
She was sick of being so small. She was looking for gains.
Gary, spin the fucking wheel, man. We've done... How many have we done today? Have we done two?
Two or three.
We've done...
Three.
We did the Sage's Horde. We did Do the Monster You Were Planning to Do This Week. Yeah,
and
motherfucker, we've done two.
Yo, you're the one who's telling me we can't wrap up these two. I got number seven.
Gary.
I'm stalling. I'm giving you time to create the boss fight in between things.
Yeah. Gary, it's, you walk into a room. It is lit, in neon, Gary.
Ooh.
Although actually, now that I think about it, I've been there and it's just a big fucking, it's everything to Galloping Ghost.
She eats her sway from her own clothesline like a row of cash.
okay. Yeah, I remember this from my favorite podcast.
What's your favorite podcast,
Everything,
man?
Everything to Galloping Ghost.
That was a good one, man. Hey, it's me. It's Will. I'm scared.
Hey, Will.
I'm still scared.
Yeah, are you still in that void?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where are you?
I'm in Galloping. It looks like I'm in Brookfield, Illinois. I smell a zoo.
Okay. Do you smell the moldoramas at the Brookfield Zoo?
Yeah, that's the primary smell I associate with zoos.
Get one for me.
Oh, man. I hate preferably when people do that shit. Like, I don't give me a task to do while I'm trying to relax.
On vacation. It's also a task on vacation and this incredibly fragile wax thing I want you to travel with.
Yeah, no, that's... I think those machines, if you try to walk through the x-ray machine, the look at your dick machine, with one of those, it does explode.
Yeah, it melts it into a new kind of animal.
Gary, go ahead and give me
a galloping ghost.
Go ahead and generate me a random number between 1 and 1087.
Okay.
Galloping Ghost, very nice in that they have a literally numbered list of all their games.
It's going to be $2.99, baby.
$2.99. Oh, well, all right. it's not like a fun, weird old one. It's Fatal Fury 2.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I never got into the Fatal Furies. Because comparison to Street Fighter, they're just guys.
And one extremely big titty ninja.
Well, yeah. But I just mean, like, there's no Dalsam.
Or, from my point of view, just a regular ninja, since she looks like me.
Yeah. The a regular titty ninja, but there's no Dalsam. There's no
a normal Blanca. Size, just like Will. Triple, oh, double, quadruple D.
Hey, buddy.
Ninja.
Hey, you've been modded.
What?
You've got some work done.
Oh, do I sound like Randy Savage now?
No. Look down.
Gary, whatever modification I've had has also modified my mind to accept whatever's happened to me as normal. Still act normal towards me,
mm-hmm.
then it's completely fine. As long as you don't act any different towards me because of any changes to my body that you subconsciously, just thinking about me, for instance, with big natural titties, triple D's or larger, imagining that, as long as that doesn't change your behavior toward me in any way, I don't think we'll have a problem.
Just call me Guy Fieri.
And I'll do my normal segment where I jump on a trampoline while we talk about Fatal Fury 2.
Yeah, and go give me the triple D.
And Adam Carolla's there.
Next time, hey, how's it going, Manosphere? Liberal tears.
Oh, no, Adam Carolla left.
Bye. Do you have any feelings about Fatal Fury?
I thought for sure you're going to ask me if I had any feelings about Adam Carolla. And it's mostly, how mad must he be at Rogan?
Yeah, he should be mad at Rogan. I also feel like, I wonder about him and Jimmy Kimmel, because it's like, I knew they got along. They had to have, right? Like, they mm-hmm. worked together for a long time. And just be like, man, it sucks that we just really, really went different paths. Fatal Fury, don't give a shit. It's just a bunch of guys with hats.
It's got the two-plane battle system, Gary.
I don't care.
No, but you can jump into the background. It's like a first step towards doing like 3D stuff.
But 3D fighters suck. For largely the same reasons that 3D platformers suck.
Let me get a picture. I want to look at all the characters from like Fatal Fury 2 cast picture.
There is a guy, like a big guy with a hockey mask, mm-hmm. I think, in that, who's some kind of freak. So you get a little bit of freak energy.
So, on the Sega Retro site, first of all, in this one, not too gross at this point.
Okay.
Not too gross. There's a guy, let me send you the picture.
Okay.
Making sure I'm not a bot. Great. Thank you. Or I'll send you the link to a wiki page so you can just kind of scroll down them and just look at their kind of portraits. There's a couple strong. So Big Bear is an Australian face wrestler. I think that he's a Zangief, admittedly.
Mm-hmm.
We have some Hat Men. We have a guy. Kim
Bear does have an interesting haircut.
Juan who is a Taekwondo master from Korea. I believe he's the first Taekwondo character in a fighting game.
I like Cheng Sin Zan.
That
well.
Was who we were going to be centering in on, yes.
Yeah, I like that guy quite a bit. There's not monsters, which is what I want, but it's we do get a couple of them that are okay. It just feels very limp compared.
A lot of these dudes are like one for one with Street Fighter characters. Like you got
Tenzin Ryu's.
But also like look at Axel Hawk and Lawrence Blood. Those are like that's Balrog and Vega.
Yeah. Sucks.
But like look at Cheng Sin Zan. I really like that they were like, this man doesn't fit in his shirt.
I also like Wolfgang Krauser because he looks like a villain of a Suikoden game.
He does. He very much does look like someone who might do something bad to my beloved
This motherfucker Grimmie. Throws a low and a high fireball. Like, this guy's literally just doing Sagat moves.
Yeah, he's the final boss, so.
Why?
Because he was responsible for Geese's downfall.
That makes sense. He's the one who leaked that they have a PR team.
I don't get that.
Did that work for you?
No, I didn't
get
that.
You're
joke.
In entertainment news, but you don't care about music.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a good poll, but... I wasn't sure which side went out, you're agnostic to music or your entertainment news.
Why is it, is it bad? Is it like a selling out thing to have a PR team?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what people are saying. And
about
it just, Modric? It's a band that everyone, about Geese.
Oh. Like, oh, that was a very band. Specific joke.
Yeah. No, that was a, yeah, it was a good pull.
Yeah.
That one's for you, Weep. What can people do if they like this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have Will here.
Oh, okay. You still have Will here? Neck hang blow. Wolfgang holds his opponent in the air by the neck and punches them repeatedly. Jesus, Wolfgang.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
If you like this show, patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah.
We've got a shorter episode these couple weeks. I got a big show release thing coming out next week. I want to take a day off.
I got a quick review, though. There's a good one here.
Oh, yeah. You've got a review. Let's read it.
I have several. I just haven't been doing reviews because I've been trapped in a horrible void the whole time, Gary.
Yeah. We'll save it. They'll keep.
They will, even though some of them are responding to shows we are no longer doing. How about this one left on Apple Podcasts by Dope D Dope Dope? Title, It's Text Exhausting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
fair cop.
The labyrinth will continue, but first, can someone get this skeleton a Nokia?
Yeah.
I want to play Snake.